Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Roland.
So this one is a strange one. This is a puzzler. Redwood Arts presents the Brubeck Brothers Quartet.
Indeed.
So talk about these guys. And
well, yeah. Normally we present classical chamber music, which I think people are familiar with. But once a season, we try to branch out and present what we consider to be an excellent chamber musician. Now, a lot of people associate chamber music with only the classical genre. And we associate chamber music with being excellent music in a small space, you know, a place where you see the musician's eyes, you can see the interplay between the members of the group. And so we, I've been actually trying to get the Brubeck Brothers Quartet up here for about 4 years, and the timing finally fell into place this year. So this quartet consists of the two brothers, which is Dan and Chris, and Dan plays drums and Chris plays trombone and electric bass. And then they are with two other members, which they call the Honorary Brothers.
Yeah.
They do. It's very cute.
Yeah.
Guitarist Mike DiMecco and then pianist Chuck Lamb. So it's the quartet is stellar musicianship.
So did all these guys grow up in the East Bay like Dan?
No. Dan just did. Dan and Chris just did. And my understanding is that Mike and Chuck are from the East Coast.
Oh,
so they're mostly residing on the East Coast right now. So they don't come around too often anymore. They used to be on the East in the East Bay a lot more, but they've just been kind of going back and forth and back and forth.
Well, Dave Brubeck was amazing in that he lived until his early 90s,
right.
I think it was, and he was active almost up to the very instant he left us.
Mm-hmm.
Just an amazing, dynamic person, always there and always ready. I've heard. You may have heard Marion McPartland put out a CD which alternated a conversation that she was having with Dave, and then they were playing stuff.
Oh,
and so
cool.
Fantastic, because both of them were that way. Marion McPartland lived into her 90s as well.
Wow. That sounds familiar, like what they did with the quartet here, they made a CD called Lifetimes. It's basically a tribute to their dad. And what they did is kind of went in and updated the tunes and added their own twist to it. And that's a lot of the compliments that this group has received has been that they do play, they're rooted in straight ahead jazz. So if you like Brubeck, Dave Brubeck, and you like straight ahead jazz, it's great. But they have an inherent ability to explore and play odd time signatures. They add some flair here and there.
Yeah, well, as he did.
Yeah, they integrate some funk, they integrate some blues and some world music. These guys all come together and add something to that. So I think that your listeners would really, if they love jazz and they kind of love a straight ahead jazz versus an acid or a contemporary or something like that, this is a really great concert to come to, because you're going to get that really good straight ahead jazz plus some flair and some world music and nice guys.
So you don't know much about what they're going to play.
I have no idea what they're playing.
Yeah, right.
It's called TBA from the stage, which is to be announced.
Great.
From the stage. And I'm sure that there'll be some Dave tunes in there, some dad tunes that have some twists.
Do they play some classical music?
They do not. No, they do not, because I shouldn't say they compose for it. Chris does compose for it, but this is all straight jazz for this concert, at least that
right.
night. And we're going to be in the Glazer Center for this one, which is downtown Santa Rosa. Great parking, great venue, soft seats, good sight lines.
I love that place.
Me too. Such a welcoming place.
And so nice to really see this. The name Brubeck conjures up such a native San Francisco Bay Area feeling that is just wonderful that it's still there and they're still performing.
Yeah, they used to perform with their dad, and now they're each kind of doing their own projects, but they come together for this quartet to really kind of take that tradition on, which is really
nice.
Have
you presented them before?
No, never.
Okay, thanks again for coming, Candace, and let's tell people that this is an extra special treat, the Brubeck Brothers Quartet. It's at the Glazer Center on Mendocino Avenue, January 21st. That's a Saturday at 7:30. For information, 874-1124 online, redwoodarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.